Welcome to Saroni Self Care Session, a podcast designed to deliver conversations about building resilience towards healthy living. Tune in to our latest episode with me, your host, Maximiliana. We hope you find the conversation meaningful and inspiring. And today, I am going to talk to you through my raw food curiosity journey, as well as juicing. I'm excited to share my personal experience of trying a raw vegan diet for 30 good days. This episode is a snippet of all things cleansing the gut, boosting nutrients intake, and the highs and lows of eating mostly plant and fruits. So let's dive right into it. First off, why did I decide to go raw vegan for 30 days? Well, I've always been curious about the benefits of raw vegan diet. So the idea of consuming food in its most natural state, packed with nutrients and enzymes, you know, really appealed to me. Plus, I wanted to see if it could help me cleanse my gut and improve my overall health. So I set out on this journey with the goal to completing it by Monday, the 3rd of September. So the first week was definitely the hardest. My body was adjusting to the sudden change and I had to get creative with my meals, you know what I mean? So I discovered a whole new world of raw recipes, from smoothies and salads to raw desserts. I can say it was challenging, but also I had a lot of fun experimenting in the kitchen, you know? One of my favorite discoveries was the power of smoothies and nuts, you know, like cashew nuts, for example, and also chia seed. You know, some seeds are very important, especially because from them you can get some good oils that are very essential for your body. So I was mostly having my green juices as well for breakfast, and I was adding some leafy greens such as kale and, you know, maybe Chinese cabbages on my smoothies and other different variety of fruits. And this became my go-to lunch, you know, like the smoothies were very good. I just like, first of all, they're very easy to make, so they don't even take much of your time. So that's why I really like them as well. And so not only were they very delicious, but they also gave me a great energy boost to start and finish my days. As the days went by, let's say maybe week two, I started, you know, noticing some changes, positive ones indeed. My digestion improved, I felt more energized, and my skin started to glow. Wow, oh my god. And I'm loving what I see, and I started loving more and more of what I see of myself. And you know, that's the most important thing, right? It was also amazing to see how my body responded to this nutrients dense diet. However, it came with some, you know, few challenges. For example, you know, there were moments of craving and, you know, some social challenges as well, especially when having some lunch out with friends and colleagues. I remember one time in the office, we had to go for lunch to welcome back our colleague. And, you know, I must say, I had to eat normal food and it was just amazing. I'm not regretting it or anything. Actually, I tuned my mind to enjoy it as much as possible because it was a very special occasion. And in the evening, I switched back to having my raw dinner, which was very important. One thing is for sure, when you are doing any challenge in life, make sure that you set out yourself to be very flexible. Don't beat yourself too much, you know, because, you know, this is all we got. This is the only time we have for our life, and you have to make sure that you are not being too much about yourself. Don't beat yourself too much when you are embarking on a certain journey. Anyway, so for anyone considering trying a raw vegan diet, preparation is the key. You will need a good juicer to make fresh juices, and, you know, be prepared to invest in fresh organic produce as well. So it's also important to carve out some time to learn more about raw food by looking into others who are doing great in this area. This knowledge can be incredibly motivating and helpful, because you can't just be moving in the dark. You have to find out some important information. For example, what can be eaten in their raw form and what cannot be eaten in their raw form, and stuff like that. And you don't have to eat everything, you know what I mean? You don't have to eat everything, because I believe even when we're eating our cooked food, like our normal diet, which I usually do that as well, we don't eat everything. So it's okay not to eat every single thing out there. As long as you are getting your proper nutrition in their correct proportion, I think that's absolutely amazing. You are fine. So anyway, in addition to diet, integrating exercise and body movement is very crucial. This is what I keep singing every day, guys. You know me already by now that I always encourage people to move their body well, just feed your body well and rest your body well. So that's why I'm saying I also integrated exercising during this undertaking. So apart from running and jogging, I joined gym on the 1st of September, and I plan to continue my membership because the experience has been amazing. The gym facility comes with a thermotherapy, and where I get to enjoy both cold, you know, experiences. This, all of this is for the benefit of my health. You know, having to get time to swim, you know, I loved the jacuzzi. That's very good. The cold bath, very, very amazing. And also sauna. Oh my God, the saunas are very amazing. The steam room also, you just like, you spend time in the steam room for like maybe 15 minutes and you sweat. And then, you know, just like the body is releasing those toxins, and very, very important. It's absolutely important. So I think joining that gym was one among the best experience, and also it's one among the best decision I've ever made. And I would do that over and over again. That's why I'm saying I will renew my membership. So would I recommend trying a raw vegan diet? Absolutely. But with some preparation and an open mind. It's a great way to reset your body and discover new healthy foods also. So just remember to listen to your body and make adjustment as needed. That's the end of our episode for today. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Saroni Self-Care Station. And I hope my experience inspires you to explore new ways of nourishing your body. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, stay healthy, make sure you feed your body well, move your body well, and rest your body well. So bye-bye for now.